Good afternoon. I'm Rachel Charniak. The Green Bay Police Department is investigating a double homicide of a 58-year-old Green Bay woman and a 53-year-old Bellevue woman that was reported on Sunday on LK Lane. Gary Rickles with the Green Bay Police Department.
A friend went to the residence about 11:14 a.m. and noticed what she thought was a suspicious death or someone that was in need of emergency services, backed out and called 911 and waited for police.
The suspect is a 48-year-old male from Green Bay. He was taken into custody yesterday just before 3 p.m. in Arkansas. Green Bay Police have detectives there now to question him. More information will be released as it becomes available. This month, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has reported 7 snowmobile deaths. Anyone who is born on or after January 1st of 1985 and who has reached the age of 12 is required to take a snowmobile class. But Jake Holsklaw with the DNR says every operator should take the class.
We would encourage all snowmobilers to take a safety course because it really helps people get up to par with the rules, the regs, and more importantly, the safe ways to operate a sled.
Other safety tips include having a fully charged phone, wearing proper gear, not operating under the influence of drugs or alcohol, and telling somebody where you're going and when you plan to return. The colder weather was no match for people anxious to get out of the house and gather in downtown Green Bay. The annual Winterfest on Broadway was held from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. Betsy Sorensen is special events manager for On Broadway.
It's cold. It snowed yesterday, so we weren't sure how the turnout was going to be, but we're glad to see a lot of people came down to celebrate.
People took part in activities ranging from a scavenger hunt to ice carving to carriage rides. Within a month of its grand opening, Aaron's Nordic Center welcomed hundreds of cross-country skiers this weekend. The center was the host of the CXC Junior and Youth Cup, a competition that was originally planned to be held in Traverse City, Michigan. But without enough natural snow, the competition came to the Brilliant area, where Aaron's can make its own snow.
This is an important race for them to get, you know, their times to get qualified. So we said, let's see what we can do.
Director of Corporate Communications Tara Perry, the Aaron's Nordic Center was designed to be a world-class facility that can be a training center for potential Olympians. It's also open for public use. Now, here's your Fox 11 weather update.
Wind chills will be below zero all day. For this afternoon, mostly sunny, cold, high near 5. Tonight, clear, low 10 below. Wind chills to 25 below. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high near 8. A mix of sunny clouds Wednesday, high 21. From Fox 11, your station for severe weather coverage, I'm Pete Petoniak. For News Talk, WTAQ.
And I'm Rachel Charniak. WTAQ. News, talk, sports.